Moncrief on News Talk.
We were talking about Amazon earlier on, but there's one thing online shopping can't give that a physical store can: a nice smell. Rather like the idea of a house for sale should smell of coffee, high street retailers and other places put a lot of thought into their shop aromas. Alan Hirsch is neurological director of the Smell and Taste Research Foundation in Chicago. Good afternoon, Alan.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Should every shop have a smell?
Well, most should if they want to intensify their sales. We know that people smell and interpret smells based on emotion. If something smells good, it makes us feel better about ourselves, and we perceive the object as good. If it smells bad, it makes us feel angry and negative, and we view any products as being negative as well. So the quickest way to change somebody's mood state or emotion is with smell. You'll smell a smell, and immediately, I like it or I don't like it. It causes an emotional response.
Okay. Personally, 50% off would prompt a greater emotional response in me. But should that smell bear a relationship to the product in the sense of, if you go into a shoe shop, should it smell of leather, for instance?
Well, usually that's the case, although not always. For instance, we did study leather. We found that the smell of, in purses, the smell of leather combined with lavender combined with a floral smell enhanced sales. When we studied the effects of odors on perception of Nike shoes, we found that the presence of a mixed floral smell, people spend an average of $10.33 more per pair of shoes. So clearly, the aroma is not necessarily what would anticipate how the product should smell. Sometimes you also have to look at who's selling it. So, for instance, there's something called the halo effect. So if I like the salesman more, I will like the product more. So if the salesman smells it in a pleasant way, you will also perceive everything the salesman is selling in a more positive light and more likely to buy it.
Okay. And should the salesperson smell the same as the shop smells?
Well, not necessarily. For instance, I suppose if you had a shop that's selling fish, you don't want to have the salesman smell like fish. I think that it would probably
for sure
be a turnoff.
Yeah.
There are certain things that we know, for instance, that certain foods people like. For instance, if it's there are baked good smells, people perceive that in a positive way. There's also something called olfactory evoked nostalgia, where odors can induce a vivid recall for childhood. When we looked at 989 people from 45 states and 39 countries, we found the number one odor that made people nostalgic for their childhood was baked goods. And after that, it depended upon where they grew up and when they grew up. So if they grew up in the East Coast of the United States, the smell of flowers made people nostalgic for their childhood. In the South, it was the smell of fresh air. In the Midwest, it was the smell of farm animals. And on the West Coast, it was the smell of meat cooking or meat barbecuing.
Huh.
Also, the older you were, the more likely natural smells made you nostalgic for your childhood. Whereas the younger you were, more artificial smells, Play-Doh, Pez, sweet tarts, artificial aromas made people perceive their nostalgia for the childhood.
That's so interesting in the sense of that tells you something perhaps about the circumstances in which different generations grew up. Does this apply to hotels as well? Especially if it's a five-star hotel or just a kind of a motel on the side of the highway, would they have, you know, because I suppose you'd have different expectations and there are different ways you could act. So they might smell differently.
Well, absolutely. One of the things that we find is that their smells can impact upon perception, not only of whether you like it or not, but whether you perceive the room as being larger or smaller. So, for instance, we put people in coffin-like tubes and infuse different odors. We found that if you infuse the smell of cucumber or green apple, people perceive the room as larger. Whereas if you infuse the smell of barbecued roasted meat, they perceive the room as smaller. We even did a study looking at casinos in Las Vegas and found that in the presence of a mixed floral aroma, people gambled an average of 52% more money. So what this suggests is that maybe odors enhance one's risk-taking behavior. Odors can impact our emotions in all sorts of different ways. Our probably largest study was where we looked at effects of odors on sexual arousal. And we found that when we studied penile blood flow, we found the number one odor that enhanced male sexual arousal was a combination of lavender and pumpkin pie. Number two was donuts and black licorice. And number three was pumpkin pie and donuts. Although there was individual variation. So the older the man, the greater the engorgement with vanilla. Those who were most sexually satisfied had the greatest increase with strawberry. And those with the most frequent sexual intercourse had the greatest increase with lavender, oriental spice, and cola.
Okay.
And to give you an idea of what sort of changes it were, perfumes increased penile blood flow by a median of 3% compared to 5% for cheese pizza, 9% for buttered popcorn, and 40% for lavender and pumpkin pie.
Wow. 40% for lavender and pumpkin pie. Okay, that's on the menu for my next date night. Alan, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Dr. Alan Hirsch there, Neurological Director of the Smell and Taste Research Foundation in Chicago.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.